You're listening to the music of Henhouse Prowlers. It's from their most recent album, Still on That Ride. The song is called Spoiler Alert. Ben Wright is one of the ongoing and founding members of the band, and he's the banjo player. And Ben, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us via Skype.
Great to be here, John.
Still on That Ride. I'm just guessing. It refers to that you're still a band, still a group?
That is true.
Okay. How long has it been? Is it like been a decade, or has it been longer than that now?
It's been 13 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it feel longer?
No, but it feels that long.
Well, I'm getting at the title of the album, Still on That Ride. Are you surprised that you're still together?
No. I don't know. That's a good question. I guess when you start something like a band, I think if you don't think too much about the future, because so many bands come and go, you know? So, and I've been very fortunate to have John, my business partner. He and I have always been on the same page with everything.
You're referring to John Goldfein, your bass player, too?
Yep.
Okay.
This is not a business that is known for keeping people around or having longevity. And so to have a business partner that's on the same page with you makes all the difference in the world to me.
Evenings in the kitchen.
And if I have this right, it was a fairly whimsical decision to buy a banjo at the Old Town School of Folk Music about, 17, 18 years ago that sort of put you in this direction?
That's true. Yeah, I literally was walking by the Old Town School, which I happen to live right across the street from now.
Okay.
And saw a $200 banjo in the window and just kind of decided on the spot that I wanted to play the banjo.
What was it that made you make that decision?
I knew I wanted to play music at that point. I think I was like 23, but I didn't know what. And I recognized pretty quickly that everybody played the guitar. And if I wanted to do something with it and not feel completely emasculated by everybody around me, I should pick an instrument that fewer people play.
Okay.
But I really had no familiarity with bluegrass music or anything. It was buying that banjo that brought me into the world, because I started taking lessons, and my teacher at the time started giving me tapes to listen to that were classic bluegrass albums, and I kind of slowly became obsessed with the genre.
Oh, very cool. You're from Chicago, and I know it's a big town and there are many different scenes, but I just don't picture Chicago as a bluegrass scene. Is there a scene in Chicago? A bluegrass scene?
There's a great scene that's grown a lot in the past 10 years, but despite it being known as a blues town, there's actually quite a bit of history in Chicago for bluegrass. Bill Monroe came up from Kentucky and worked in the factories in the region, and a lot of, like, some pretty famous Flat and Scruggs albums were recorded in Chicago, and then there was the WSM Barn Dance that was broadcast across the country for years. And then even more recently, like Greg Cahill and the Special Consensus, which Grammy nominated one of the most well-regarded bands in the industry, they come from Chicago, just started 30 years before we did.
Another thing that, if I have right, I think I saw this in an interview somewhere, you said that, you know, you could have maybe made a little bit more money moving in a different musical direction, but you've decided to stay with bluegrass. Is that a true or false statement?
Money is elusive in music, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's what we love, you know, and so I do think there are more lucrative musical avenues to take, but it wouldn't have suited us very well, because this is where we sit and where we want to be. Me in particular as a banjo player, like John as a bass player could play all sorts of different stuff. I am fairly locked into bluegrass and old time music, being a banjo player and being the kind of banjo player that I am. There are definitely banjo players that push that instrument into places nobody ever imagined it could go. But that's not me, partly because I started when I was 23 and don't have the extra 15 years that people that start really young on instruments do.
Sure.
But that doesn't bother me at all. Like, I to this day, I think a lot of guys like Bela Fleck, who started when they were kids and are phenoms, get bored with bluegrass and move on to other things. But I haven't had a chance to get bored with it.
Oh, very, so. Okay. Very cool. So you and Common aren't going to be collaborating anytime soon, it sounds like.
Hey, I'm open to whatever.
I think that'd be kind of cool, actually.
Somebody let me guess something. I just need a break to carry me along. If nobody gives me nothing, it's just a fool's carnival song.
We have pushed ourselves to play all sorts of different music through our travels. And so we've had a chance, opportunities to play a bunch of African music and a bunch of Middle Eastern music and Russian music. So it's definitely happened in a different form. Like, we're not pushing rock and roll and hip hop, but we're playing some weird world music sometimes.
Well, let's go in that direction. By the way, we're talking to the Hen House Prowler founding member Ben Wright. He's the banjo player in the band, and this is GLT's Sound Ideas. Is this related to you traveling overseas and doing your bluegrass curriculum around the United States as well?
Yeah, I mean, we over the past 3 years, we have been very incredibly fortunate to go to parts of the world that most anybody, at least in the U.S., doesn't get a chance to go to. And so we've been to Europe. We've been doing Europe for about 6-7 years. But then 3 years ago, we got involved with the State Department. And since then, we've been to 11 countries in Africa, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates.
No kidding. Wow.
We were in Kyrgyzstan at the end of last year, and we just got back from Russia and Pakistan.
Yeah, I know Europe is really hip to almost all American forms of music. What's it like maybe in the Middle East or in Africa or even in Russia, where you said you just were? Are they aware of the music, or is it totally new to them?
A lot. I mean, it depends. A lot of them are totally new. In Russia, we definitely met people that were bluegrass musicians even. That's about it on those travels. You know, we meet local folk music musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely one of the things that we've taken from visiting all these countries, is that every country has their own bluegrass. That's not the right way to put it, but their own folk music. And so everybody's aware, like, oh, this is the American version of the kind of stuff that we play. This is endemic to their culture. But that doesn't mean they've seen anything like what we're doing. Ironically, in Africa, Africa had a period in the 70s where country music was really popular.
American country music?
American country music.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we were in the middle of Rwanda. I mean, in so far away from anywhere that most people go to, and we went to this school, and there was these kids playing country music. Huh. They had a country band, and they were playing Don Williams songs.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Because Don Williams played in Africa in the 70s, it's not clear to me exactly how it happened, but it became popular, and they started sending certain country artists over there, and now everybody over there knows who Don Williams is, at least. And these kids played really well. They were really good. And the lead singer sounded like Don Williams. So they understand. They think we're playing country music a lot of the time. But you go to a place like Kyrgyzstan, and nobody's seen it before. But I will also say, we had this crazy experience in Saudi Arabia where we were playing, and we got the sense that nobody could even understand how to react to what we were doing. Music is not a common thing in Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
But we played about four songs, and this guy walked up very traditionally dressed local guy, and asked if we would play Country Roads by John Denver.
Did you do it?
Yes, we did. You know, you don't, you, if you give an opportunity to make a connection like that, you do it.
Ben Wright with the Hen House Prowlers. He's the banjo player. He's one of the founding members. And it's nice to talk with you. I really enjoyed this conversation and love your music. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to seeing you at the Castle Theater coming up.
Yeah, we can't wait. That's a great room.